Hello. So before I begin this podcast, I'd like to reemphasize the fact that PhysioMentalist is here to help you. As a physiotherapist student and as a young physiotherapist, feel free to reach out to us. Low back pain is undoubtedly the most common condition physiotherapists see worldwide, or one of the most common reasons why patients visit a physiotherapist. So, what exactly are we meant to do when a patient comes to us with the complaint of low back pain? The first thing we should do is try to figure out if the pain, of course, is acute or chronic. And that is what we'd get when we ask for the duration of symptoms. Is it acute? Is it subacute? Is it chronic? Acute, is it less than 6 weeks? Subacute, is it between 6 and 12 weeks? Chronic, is it over 12 weeks? So that would suggest a lot. So you just keep that information. Then the next thing you want to check is if it is specific or non-specific low back pain. Non-specific low back pain is the most common, and that is what we see the most. Over 80% of the back pain, the low back pain therapists see, are non-specific low back pain. So there are low back pains that are not attributed to a known pathology, a non-specific pathology. So you can't pinpoint them or direct them to a particular cause. So they are non-specific low back pain. And that is the main reason why I'm recording this podcast, because oftentimes we make mistakes and we try to attribute this low back pain to a cause. And we make patients spend money they are not supposed to. So for non-specific low back pain, the aim, since we know that over 80% of low back pain that would come to us, think about 90% is non-specific low back pain, while 10% is just specific low back pain. Once you rule out that this particular pain this patient is presenting with isn't specific, then it is definitely non-specific. So how do you know if it's specific? That's when you want to, why you should check for your red flags. There are some signs that would suggest that there is a specific cause. Yeah. So when you start having caudal equina symptoms, neurological deficit, you want to know where the cause is, what the cause is, because that management would require specific management. So you want to know if your patients have infection at the back, cancer at the back, ankylosing spondylitis and things like that. So asking questions about their recent weight loss, night sweats, night pain, or remitting night pain, things like that, those red flag signs would suggest to you that there is a bigger pathology to focus on in this particular patient. But once the patient doesn't report any of this, then it is a non-specific low back pain. And the most important thing is to identify impairments that may have contributed to the onset of the pain. The impairments we are looking for are the ones that could have contributed to the onset of the pain. We are not trying to find the pathology. Or we are identifying impairments that could lead the patient to develop a persistent pain. So we're looking for biological factors like weakness, stiffness, things that could have predisposed to patients having low back pain. We are looking for psychological factors, their belief system, their loci of control over their body, their thoughts and things like that. That's the psychological factors. Then the social factors, their work duration, work benefits, their family, things like that. So you want to, because they all contribute into the symptom the patient is currently dealing with. So which is why the biopsychosocial model is just perfect in managing this kind of pain, especially when it is chronic already. So that is for the non-specific. The assessment of non-specific shouldn't and never should it focus on identifying anatomical structures. So you've checked the red flags and none is there. You don't have to tell the patient that their pain is due to spondylolisthesis, blah, 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 which is why radiological finding or radiological assessments is useless for a non-specific pain. Why? Because there is no way it is not possible, it's not even necessary to identify the specific tissue source of pain for effective management of mechanical back pain. So when I mean by not possible is that unless you've checked the x-ray, the MRI, whatever you request for, unless you've checked it before the injury and now you're checking during the injury or after the injury, that is when you can figure out what has changed and what could have resulted into the new symptoms the patient is exhibiting. So as long as you haven't done that before, you can't link it. The spondylolisthesis you are seeing in an acute, non-specific low back pain patient might have been there before the low back pain started. It have been there since like a very long time. So in order not to make things work worse for the patient by scaring them and increasing their fear of movements and things like that, it is good to avoid trying to link their pain to a specific pathology once you've ruled out those red flags like that I listed earlier. Alright, so diagnostic management should only be used if the low back pain does not respond towards the recommended protocols and management. So we have recommended protocols and management. So when the non-specific low back pain doesn't respond to it, then we want to change the management or even screen further, because it could suggest that there's like a more serious pathology on the ground. So it is not necessary to identify the specific tissue, because irrespective of what you identify, you are still going to conservatively manage the patient with the same treatment. And even what you've identified cannot be directly linked into what the patient is exhibiting. So it is completely useless. All right, so now we know that when the patient comes, wants to know if it's specific or non-specific. If it's specific, want to do more tests to confirm. You want to check radiological, you want to do your radiological assessment to also confirm the diagnosis. If it is a condition the physiotherapist can manage by just alone, you could refer the patient to other members of the L team. And also, yeah, so that's for specific. For non-specific, you want to know if it's acute or chronic. If it's acute, the management is quite different from if it's chronic. Acute, you want to take them to stay as active as possible while you are also managing their symptoms. But the most important thing for non-specific is to identify the impairment. the factors that could have contributed to the pain, to the onset of the pain. So biological, psychological, and social factors. That is the whole point of clerking. That is what we are trying to figure out, what contributed to it, and how patients can prevent it from getting worse. That's where we do patients. That's why we do educate our patients on protective joint mechanisms, how they can take care of their back and prevent further injuries. So if it's chronic, biopsychosocial model, try to while managing the symptoms, especially self-management, which is like a lot good, because application of passive modalities make them addictive to PT treatment, which isn't what we want. For chronic pain, since the causal agent of the pain isn't even there anymore, so the pain the patient is exhibiting is more of central sensitization or from the brain, we want to get them to understand that, get them to manage their pain, get them as active as possible, improve their sleep pattern, things like that. So the approach is different, but the most important thing I want us to take out of this podcast is x-rays and MRIs are not needed for 90% of the low back pain that comes to you as a physiotherapist. Unless it is needed, it is not needed. Thank you. Hey, I'm sure you've learned one thing or the other. Don't go yet though. Check the list of our recorded podcast and find one more to listen to. My name is Abbas Ademola.